Some events at the Winter Olympics are already underway in Beijing. The opening ceremonies will be held tomorrow. The International Olympic Committee has long been criticized for awarding the Games to China. That's because of the country's many alleged human rights abuses. Several of the groups organizing protests have members in Boston. Tibetans, Hong Kongers, Uyghurs, Taiwanese, and others here have formed a collaboration and are helping coordinate a global movement to raise awareness of repression in China. Laden Taitong is director of the Boston-based Tibet Action Institute and co-chair of the International Tibet Network. Thanks for being here, Laden.
Thanks for having me.
Am I right? The local activism is being driven by immigrants or the kids of immigrants from these areas that are directly impacted by China's actions. Is that right?
That's correct. And that's the one bright side, I would say, of this terrible situation we're all in, is the solidarity between the groups. And these are people with, you know, Maya, with family who's disappeared into the detention camps in East Turkestan, or what China calls Xinjiang, and young Hong Kong activist, organizer, student leader who can't go home now because of the crackdown in Hong Kong and threat to his direct security. And then Tibetans who, not just, you know, the next generation Tibetans who were born and raised in exile, but Tibetans like Nga Sangdro, who was born in Tibet. She went to prison for the first time when she was 13 years old. She spent 12 years in prison. And she is based in Boston. She lives actually in Malden. Her family's all still in Tibet. She can no longer communicate with them, though she was able to for some years. That's how bad the situation is there now. They're under threat just to talk to her on the phone.
Can you recap for us what kinds of actions did your group and the ones you work with take to keep the Olympics from going to Beijing? And how did your tactics change once it became clear it was going to happen there, despite the criticism?
You know, it's been years of campaigning and advocacy, and most recently in this phase of the campaign, even meetings with the International Olympic Committee. Though they denied meetings before awarding Beijing the Games, I think they tried to pay some lip service, give some semblance of sort of a dialogue with the human rights advocacy community. And, you know, those meetings, I was involved in the last one that happened, and they really went nowhere.
So the U.S. and many other countries are holding a diplomatic boycott of the Games. Do you think that has an impact?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think it's the very least our governments can do. This, you know, Olympics offered a way to say, well, here's something China wants. Here's something China is using for political legitimacy. Let's deny them. We wish it was let's deny them the Games. But certainly a diplomatic boycott is the very least that can be done. And it does send a message that, you know, this cannot be Games as usual.
China has long denied all of these allegations, even though they've been repeatedly documented by many human rights groups. It says Tibet, Taiwan, and Hong Kong are theirs, so their actions there are legal, and it denies carrying out a genocide of Uyghurs. But we're also seeing tensions escalate, especially over Taiwan. So how do you see this playing out, and what will be the impact for local communities that have been advocating on these issues?
I mean, we've seen it already. This is the sad thing about these Olympics, is we've already been here, kind of done that. So 2008, China hosted the Olympic Games. They got the sort of seal of approval of the international community, even though they were engaged in a massive military and security crackdown in Tibet at the time. I think 80 leaders from around the world were there, world leaders. And China said, okay, you know, this in part has emboldened the Chinese leadership to go ahead with increasing repression and sort of an authoritarian approach to everything. And yet China gets the Games again, and the Games are going ahead as planned, even without world leaders. And Beijing will take this as a signal, as another sort of endorsement of its policies, its tactics, and its authoritarianism and its repressive way. And so, unfortunately, things are going to get worse.
Laden Taitong is director of the Boston-based Tibet Action Institute and co-chair of the International Tibet Network. Thank you for speaking with WBUR's Morning Edition.
Thank you so much.